If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
15-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Donnie is on a beach. He showed up at the beach in Myrtle Beach around 8:30 this morning with his beach towel and beers. Malzy told me months ago what he was doing today, but sometimes I don't pay attention to him, so I don't know what he's doing. I was going to go with the explosive diarrhea thing, but I've played that card too many times. So Mark Cabali from the Pat McAfee Show in with me an hour early because he's got, what's the Blue Barracuda?
The Blue Barracudas.
That's the matchup tonight. That's who's on the
The Purple
docket.
Parrots versus the Blue Barracudas tonight, 6 o'clock, Maury Park. Be there to cheer on the Purple
Who will
Parrots.
Score more runs tonight, the Purple Parrots or the Pirates?
Oh, the Purple Parrots got some good ball players. So, plus, there's no fielding played in Mustang Get You Baseball, so they should fit in perfectly with the Buccos.
Wait, I don't get that part. What
Buccos
goes,
can't field the ball?
No, I know that, but I don't understand the first part. The kids stink at fielding? Is that what you're saying?
You hit the ball, you're on base. In that
Who pitches, the kids or the coaches?
Coach pitches. Still one more. Well,
do you ever go out there and do it yourself? They ever call Cabali in from the bullpen?
Nah. You know, I tried to do that a couple times in the backyard, and the kid lined me up one time and hit me in the hand, and I'm like, I'm done. Plus, he yells at you if you don't throw it right, like belt high across the
He
middle,
wants a perfect
know?
Pitch. I'm he like, wants whoa. Like a home run derby pitch.
Yeah, I'm like, you know, settle
You're
down.
Trying to get him out. The competitive juices start flowing in you, and you start trying to strike
a little high and tight, a little chin music.
All right. Not Cabali. Crowley's turned into Adam Schefter here today.
He
with
was
this
very
thing.
Vague with that those answers to you, weren't you? Boy, I tell you what, if I texted you Chris Olave, the first thing in my mind would be like, oh, they're signing him. Wasn't much info in those original tests.
Right.
There.
So, do you agree with me that if you had someone who you thought would be a big time Steelers source, and that's the way Crowley described him, and that person texted you Chris Olave, wouldn't you think he was coming here? And that's how Crowley teased it this morning on the air.
Depends on who it is. A lot of times I just text him nonsense too. So I don't know his relationship with whoever texted him something. I text him Yeet all the time,
yeah.
But he doesn't think Jey Uso.
So you were not
there.
The source there. You were not the one that was sending.
No,
Chris
you know,
Olave
I really haven't looked much into it. I really haven't much looked into the Olave thing because I'm in the ballpark of they're kicking tires on anybody who's potentially available. Now, just because you call him up and say, "Hey, is he available?" doesn't mean that they're interested. Maybe I'm interested if. You know, you eat part of the salary, you're going to give him up for a fifth-round
pick.
Well,
the salary's not very high. He's making...
I meant next year, 15.
Yeah, but even that's not high for a number two wide receiver who's good.
Yeah, the thing
Mark.
Is, what's strange is what the Steelers are, and over the past couple of years, when they draft guys, it seems not they don't worry about injuries very much. You can name a handful of guys over the past couple of years who were injured, and they're like, oh, they passed. You know, Darnell Washington's.
Peyton Wilson.
Yeah, so on.
Troy Fautanu, Derek Harmon's shoulder.
But the free agents are different. I mean, they had a chance to get Adam Thielen last year, and they thought the hamstring, I believe it was.
Yeah, he was dinged up and wasn't playing for Carolina at
the
time of the
deadline.
Yeah,
he was coming back, and they were a little hesitant about that. And there was a couple other guys that are a little hesitant, free agent money, free agent picks or whatever you're going to get to be able to acquire these guys. They're a little hesitant to go in that way. And you're looking at a guy that
had six concussions.
And, you know, I mean, Steelers haven't had the best of luck with guys with concussions. I mean, at least a couple comes to mind. So that's a very, very iffy situation. A lot would have to happen. Me, why not go try to get Cooper? Why don't you go get Allen? Maybe they don't want to come here. Maybe they're waiting for a better option. But if I'm going potential third round pick, maybe fourth or somewhere in that range, or getting Amari Cooper for 1 year for $3 million, I'm just throwing it out there, I would take Amari Cooper.
So would I in that scenario. Adam said that his source on this, it's just funny to think of Crowley as a guy that's like texting these like important Steelers sources, isn't it?
It could be somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody. I don't know who his source is. Maybe it's, I have no idea.
Like, do you think Art would text Adam Crowley?
I don't even think Art knows who Adam Crowley is.
Well, why? He should. He used to work for his radio network. Crowley used to read scores at halftime. You don't think Art is invested enough in his team that he doesn't know who's on his radio?
I just don't.
Station during games?
I don't think he has him in the old roller decks. You know, that old Seinfeld episode, the top 10 calls.
Do you think you're in the Rolodex?
Art?
Yeah.
No.
Do you think Pomp's in the Rolodex for sure?
Pomp might be one.
Do you think Starkey's in the Rolodex?
No, Starkey, no. No, I don't even know if Mike Tomlin has anybody. He might not even have a phone for all I know.
You've never gotten a text from Tomlin in your entire career?
It's very strange because I talk to other reporters around the league and they're like, yeah, I got a call from
Sean Payton.
Jim Harbaugh or John Harbaugh. Said he didn't like this and we were talking about this. I'm like, really? I said, I'm thinking Mike Tomlin knows my name. I'm not quite sure. You know, just tells you
in all your years of covering the Steelers, he's never come up to you and like had a critical word to say about something you put in the paper or whatever. Not one time.
We know one time maybe through Bert because
what was it? Let's hear it.
It was when Le'Veon was holding out, I believe. And it was my fault. I accidentally attributed a quote to Tomlin was said by DeCastro. Just as you're typing it out, you're going DeCastro, DeCastro, DeCastro. Then you go into Tomlin, but you keep writing DeCastro.
Mm-hmm.
And then he says, he wasn't happy with me because it wasn't a flattering quote. I can't remember what it was. Other than that, I really don't think he looks or cares or knows or cares or cares.
Well, Crowley said that he heard that the Steelers would be willing to give up a day three pick for Olave. That's a lot, Mark.
Day three? We're talking fourth?
No, day two. My bad. Thank you.
Day
two. Second or third.
They were pretty steadfast of saying they're not giving up a day two pick for George Pickens. I don't know if they would go down that route for Chris Olave.
That's different. If you're willing to give up, I still consider those pretty premium picks. That's different from kicking the tires on a guy and thinking you're going to get him for spare
parts.
Well,
it depends on what you say. Maybe they thought the Saints were just going to give him away because, you know, the new regime in town, new quarterback, whatever.
I understand
that,
We don't want him anymore,
but, so, hey, you take him for a fifth.
But Adam said that the Steelers would be willing to give up a second or third round pick.
I don't think. I would be stunned.
So you need to come in here on Monday and say, I think that your source sucks and I think you're out of your mind is what you should do.
I told him that a couple of times. I told him that on...
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What was the latest one he broke? I forget. Not the Sully one.
Well, you probably got stuck in the middle of that one because you're tight with Yoey and you're also friends with Adam.
He didn't know that. He didn't tell me anything about that, the Sully thing. But he's heard things on the back end of that wasn't exactly true. But the Penguins are probably trying to do some damage control at that point, right? So who knows what to believe.
Now, that's a good question. Does that happen to you? Where you get a text from somebody inside the Steelers that's like, look, we need your help trying to put out this fire here. This is not exactly the way this has gone down. Could you do us a favor and put it in this?
Maybe once. No, it was not do us a favor. Hey, I want you to let you know that this is what's going on. And that might have been the Ryan Burr thing.
Oh.
Like, I don't might even know, have been. I don't even know what's going on.
Might have been. Listen
that was
to
like,
you.
Absolutely not. This is just 100% not right.
By the way, Chris and I were having a good time this week at your expense talking about your Pickens thing where you when you were talking about the right people in the locker room didn't want him around and it was nakedly obvious that you were talking about Hayward and everyone who heard it knew that's exactly who you were talking about. You did a horrible job of disguising it, dude. Atrocious job of trying to disguise that.
I will be
and you know I'm right about
honest
that.
Honest with you, I was not told who.
Everybody knew that's who you were talking about.
I probably thought it was, but I was
right,
never told that.
Right, and the way
that.
You talked about it, you're it like, hey, I people. Can't say Cam Hayward, but other than rhyming a name that sounds like Cam Hayward, let me give you all the clues here. They're going to make you think this is Hayward.
I was never told a name. And maybe I thought in my head that's who it is because obviously he is the most.
Yeah, who else could it be, Mark?
Well, there's a lot of guys in that defense, sure. Even Hayward. Offense.
Patrick Queen couldn't stomach another day with George Pickens. Come on now.
Well, there was more than one, and there was probably a couple guys that you would be shocked at that I did hear after the fact.
Are you able to name any of those guys? Like Broderick would surprise me because they played together at Georgia.
Put it this way. There are some people that liked him and were friends with him.
Well, Schrager made it sound like he could have won Mr. Congeniality in that room.
That maybe 2 years ago. not recently, let me tell you that. They were pretty much saying, see ya. They didn't want anything to do with him anymore.
All right, so bottom line, we've already had Mueller get the Aaron Rodgers prediction horribly wrong on the station this week. And I apologize to Chris. What did I call him in the opening segment of the show?
Penis head.
Yeah. Correct.
Penis breath? Penis head.
Head.
Yeah, that was not nice. He didn't deserve that. I like Chris. That was
multiple people got strays in that rant.
But you've since brought that up a good 3 or 4 times, so you must not be too worried.
Do you think the Steelers will trade for Olave?
No.
Me neither. So.
I think they'll find somebody. I mean, who knows who it is? I mean, did we see Van Jefferson and who was the other Jamoke? Before that, Allen Robinson.
Man, that room was full of Jamokes.
Oh, those are two of the nicest guys, though. That's the problem. Sometimes nice guys aren't
Mark,
good football players.
Mark, isn't it crazy that for years the Steelers have gotten credit for being the team that can find wide receivers anywhere in the draft?
It's just not true. It's not true anymore.
That's what I was getting at. That was the point I was about to make.
You take away 2010, and what do you got?
Well, you also take away a guy named Ben Roethlisberger who wore number 7, and look at what has happened, too. With that, I think the quarterback makes a lot of wide receivers is the point I'm making here. Yeah. Just like it was helpful to hit behind Barry Bonds.
Who? Matt Williams. Those two fought, though, in the locker room.
Jeff Kent and Barry Bonds, yeah.
Remember Matt Williams?
I do. He was he could have hit 60 home runs in 94 if there wasn't a strike.
Okay.
Tony Gwynn. You know, don't act like you do know that, and you're just trying to make me sound like I'm a baseball
nerd
think you're
or
savant here.
San Francisco Giants fan. I just loved his
bald head.
His Babe Ruth imitation of running around the base. Did you ever see that, Matt Williams?
Like the trot? Yes.
Yes, that was very, very good. You didn't think I knew my Matt Williams?
No, you do know it, but you're making me feel bad for knowing it because you want to like.
I didn't know he was going to hit 60 home runs.
Mark, that 94 season, Tony Gwynn was hitting almost 400. Williams was on pace to hit 60 home runs, and the Expos were on pace to win like 130 games. And most baseball fans who were alive back then know that, including you.
And the Pirates stunk.
Yes, they did, because they had tore it down after 92. Where were you in 1994?
Probably community college or something like that, I think. 94?
Yeah, do the math on how old you would have been.
Yeah, I was
then.
Probably 20-something, and I was in community college.
Would you say those were heavy drinking days for Mark Cabali?
No, I would just come home and watch, make sure I'd be home. I would set up all my classes from 8 a.m. to noon, right in a row, five in a row, so I can come home and watch Hogan's Heroes at 1 o'clock. I would zip down 70 just to make sure I could watch Hogan's Heroes.
Who were you dating at the time? Were you subjecting her to Hogan's Heroes too?
People are more advanced that they are now than they were back then.
Yeah.
I'm sure maybe you were in the same category. You'd much rather be, you know, outside hitting a wiffle ball than, you know, chasing women around. Hey, you know what we can do today? Let's go to home
Charlie,
run. Charlie's, let's go do some home run derby.
Charlie's not buying that.
Was that a shot at Austin Bechtold?
Well, now you bring it up like that. Maybe it is. But honestly, I mean, you just go out and, hey, let's go play some. Well, maybe we would.
Well, it's also a cell phone on your part. You're saying you were more interested in playing sports with your friends than trying to go after girls.
Well,
is what, you're
what we would do is we'd head up to the slate dump in Ross Draver and bring the beer. And after the baseball home run derby, we'd go to the slate dump, create a fire with, what do you call those, railroad ties.
Yeah. I'm sure breathing in that was probably great for
you. You didn't know that back in the 90s that probably wasn't good. But
I'm
Let me tell you something.
You just didn't.
They are very flammable.
Yes. It's not a shocker. And so women would show up, or girls would show up at that?
Absolutely. Okay. Slate dump. You go way back. You know what a slate dump is.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.